how are those different than the normal size?
Well, these are all micro cap coins.
Well, that's what they call micro?
Micro coins, and they're 1 inch in diameter, and they're made small enough to go in a 35 millimeter film canister or one of those little magnet key holders.
Oh, whereas the other ones wouldn't.
Whereas the bigger coins won't fit in those. So, and what I do is I put an activated coin in every cache I visit. And now the Sunshine coins are in every continent, and there soon will be one in Antarctica.
And because you put them out, you can track every single one.
Oh yeah, you get an email every time the coin gets found.
Okay.
And it tells you who found it, what cache they found it in, and then when they drop it off, you get an email. Just like a travel bug, except it's a coin instead of a travel bug.
Okay. So, and obviously you're a coin collector too.
I do collect some, but I get the biggest throw out of activating the coins and watching them travel and, you know, giving them to people to put in caches.
Final philosophical question. Growing hobby, chain coins, changing?
Well, my experience, when I watch it quite a bit, is it's exponential. It's like geocaching. It's just caught fire. And you keep wondering, you know, is this going to be like Beanie Babies, you know, a fad that goes away? And I don't think so. I think if geocaching continues to mature and grow, I think geocoins will too. There's more geocoins being made today than ever before. It's amazing. And I'm starting to see more of them in caches now.
Okay.
Whereas in the past, they disappeared. People collect
them. But now their collections are full. They might as well just...
The whole idea behind these coins, and the reason I did so many, is to take the collection value away and make them go into caches.
Okay. Right.
So that's the whole concept. Is this is a coin for geocaching, not for collecting, although people can collect them too. Okay. But there's enough that the value will never get run out.
Right.
To
that's a good idea.
Get
for,
you know.
It serves the purpose that you want.
Oh yeah, exactly. I want the geo coin to cost about the same amount of money as a travel book tech.
Cool.
And that's the whole concept.
Cool. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, you do it.
This concludes podcast 203 about MOGA 2007. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will consist of audio from the team competition and the award ceremony. Check out the Sloggett Geocaching website at www.geostl.com for links to pictures and video from the MOGA event. As of the publishing of this podcast, I am still working on more audio and a couple of web videos that will be published on the Sloggett website. Talk to you then. This concludes the Sloggett Podcast. For more information about the Sloggett Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
The next 5 minutes you're late is 2-punch penalty. Then a 3-punch penalty at 15 minutes. At 20 minutes late, you're totally disqualified. At 30 minutes late, we call search and rescue. 8:05. Ready?
Yep.
Go!
We started.
Good luck.
Good luck, everybody. Have fun.
Be careful.
Go get him.
If you got a problem or question, check with the monitors on the field.
Gerhard is one of the MOGA staff responsible for watching the course activity in the field during the individual competition, recorded some audio for me.
It's about 8:15 and the first finders at this cache.
Who's got the oxygen? 17 minutes into it. Yep.
And somebody else approaches. Say hi to the camera, K-Team.
Hi, camera.
Gotta give your big
camera.
Smile, too.
How many you got, K-Team?
Great to count.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yep. And off he goes to the next.
It's Peoria Bill.
Hi. Well, there.
Incoming.
Yeah, he was just checking. One guy hurt his knee over there.
While waiting at the finish table for competitors to arrive, we noticed one of the participants limping back, being helped to the pavilion by a couple from the MOGA staff. It was Michael from the geocaching team of Arthur and Trillian. During the individual competition, he slipped on a rock and twisted his knee. Michael was planning to be part of the four-person team in the afternoon, but this injury meant he would not be able to compete. Shortly after this incident, I gathered together a camera-shy Marer family as they were heading out to do some geocaching. Alan, Head of the family is also known as Forster Al, who was instrumental in allowing MOGA to be held at Mark Twain Lake this year.
There you go. There's your video right there.
Twisted my knee in a way I didn't want to do.
Uh-oh.
These guys are nice. They went out in the middle of the boonies and walked me up and down the dang hill and back up.
Oh, man.
Did you slide off the end of the bridge?
No, I stepped on a relatively unseen rock. Hi, Paul. How you doing? First injury, yeah, okay.
Everybody.
Who do we have here?
This is my wife, Doris. My mom, Joan Mayer. My children, Adrian and Nathan.
And you're going to show them how to cash, or they already know
they
how to cash?
They already know how to cash. They just downloaded everything for us here, so it just saved me about 2 hours worth of sitting there plugging.
Are you headed for the nearest one first?
We're going to go out on the road a little ways to try to stay out of people's ways.
Doug, a.k.a. Dogda, volunteered to capture video for me in the field during the competition. He was also able to talk to the casual cachers who were at MOGA to leisurely hunt the 60 permanent caches.
Doug Muick. I'm on the individual course near cache number 47, Osophagus. Waiting for people to show up. There goes Casey Greyhound. Where are we at right now? Can you point on the map?
Right here.
Okay, where are you headed to?
I'm going
to
head this way, but I have to deal with this body of water. So
right out there, huh?
There's only one way to get around it. That's to swim.
Well,
here we go.
What number are you headed to?
I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to 42 instead of 45.
Okay. Good luck.
Yep, thanks.
Hi, I'm half of Mukau's going between 43 and 45. The other half is going without me. I'm calling it a shorter trip, skipping a few.
How come you're called Mukau's?
We're Mukau's because my wife collects little black and white cows, and you just can't beat these guys. They're great for work, too.
That explains that.
Yep.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you. I'm Texican Space Cowboy.
Okay.
Cutie's in Illinois. The other half is way ahead of me.
Oh, okay.
14 up there, too.
All right.
And my two boys is Geo Scavenger and Geo Chester.
I'm mother and son. Their son.
Hi, gang.
Hello.
Staying dry? Not anymore, huh?
How are you doing?
Just passing through.
I just want to go on the record. I'm not with them.
Yes, she is.
I don't know them.
She's
way too wound up.
She's with us.
All right, who are you guys?
Oh, he's got you.
Cash Detective. Oh. T-Team and Team Battle Cash.
Where are you headed to?
Hell.
See you there.
I'll save you a seat.
Who you be?
I am, therefore I cash.
Not competing, just...
No, just out for fun.
Sounds good.
We've only been cashing since February.
Well, you'll find your share out here.
Not good enough, and the wife's got bad ankles and that, so, you know, she's sitting in the truck right now as I'm out here getting this one, so...
Have a good one.
You too, have fun.
OK Tractors, our log-in thing, near Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And your caching name again?
Twilight Rabbit.
Twilight Rabbit. Are you finding any caches?
This is our first one. The rest of the group's all down there.
What's your caching name?
Mine's GLF clusters, and they are blue bap or something.
What group do we have here?
Geo Everquesters and My Blue Bap.
From Warrenton, Missouri.
Heading to number 19, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
All right.
That's a good sign. Hopefully the 19 up here is actually number 10.
That's my phone.
Yeah.
We're hoping that they're just
you're hungry. Well, Daddy has the food bag.
Oh, he got a funny one.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Are you guys racing?
He's crazy.
I'm
crazy.
Yeah,
we're kind of behind.
Yeah,
we're competing, but we're like,
here, I
we're
get
we're way behind the curve.
We're not, so we're just kind of hanging out.
Now, why were you late?
Son slept in, then we had to get Charles here, get him going.
Who are you?
Joanna.
How are you doing so far?
22. I'm about ready to pass.
All right, who are you guys?
Steelhawk.
Wooden Nickel.
SMIC.
Got conned into the competition this afternoon.
How come?
One of the guys got hurt.
Oh.
So I'm going to represent Missouri.
All right.
So I got to get back.
And who are you hooking up with this afternoon?
The MOGA team from Missouri.
What's your caching name?
Cowboy Scout. And that's Cubs.
Once all right. How many you guys find so far?
I think 7.
Back at the finish table, the competitors arrive, and we hear them talk about their strategy and experiences.
I can see the holes there.
Okay.
Good deal. You're done. There.
About 4 or 5 caches into the run, I realized I picked a bad strategy. I kind of did the outer edge.
Uh-huh.
I was over by the lake, and to get from here to here, you have to go like this.
Oh, right.
And I was killing too much time.
Oh, okay.
So then I headed back toward the middle.
Party. I'm putting my initials in. All right, you're done.
Okay, can I write down the ones that I did?
Actually, you get these back.
I will, okay.
Yeah, you get this back.
Where it goes.
You learn from
it. Printing on it?
Yep.
Here you go.
Over here.
Right here.
Finish line.
Here, bring it.
Got your name on the card?
Okay, you're all done.
Got your name on it?
Yeah. Here you go. Come on around here. Get up here, guys. This counts. Get your name on it. Good deal.
You're Peoria Bill.
I turned in mine, and we just forgot to tell you, there's no punch in...
Did you write it on there?
I didn't write it
on there. Was it an offset?
No.
Boy.
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Didn't
have time to count them.
I lost track.
It looked like it ends with a nail.
Here we go, over here, fellas.
Finishers over here.
Which way?
And the punch was missing in 47. A couple of us.
Some people got it. We got some people on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it.
I found it in another cache.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. There we go. Somebody grabbed it and put it in their pile. Okay. Thank you. 47. Okay, good. And we'll let Mike know. We'll throw it in there. Okay. Well, at this point, we have 7 people to find in the woods.
Sarah told me there were a couple of people that decided to drop out.
We're going
to
drop out. They still need to turn in their cards, so we knew about it.
Yeah,
6 left.
Correction.
Yeah. 6.
But they may not be that fast getting back.
Well, yeah.
I got back with 10 minutes of spare, though. But I didn't think my legs would carry me to another one.
What did you do?
Well, this is the route I took. Went in a counterclockwise direction. Basically, out here, I had to make a decision. I think it's time to go back. My legs agreed.
Larry 739 from Kansas City was sitting at a table with a box of small geocoins. I decided to get the story behind the new Missouri Hawthorne design.
Hi, I'm Larry 739 from Kansas City, and I've been making Kansas Sunshine coins now for about a year, and starting today, the Missouri Hawthorne coin is being released, and the whole idea behind these coin series is to get a lot of coins in geocaches. There's already over 500 of the Kansas Sunshine coins in geocaches, and it's only the gold ones that I activate and release. But we sell the copper ones for other people to put in their collections or activate and release. And it's the same way with the Mohawk, the Missouri Hawthorne. And the Hawthorne flower is the state flower of Missouri, just like the sunflower is in Kansas. So this is something for our Missouri friends to do. And we made 1,000 of these. 250 of them are gold. They're all the gold ones are activated and go into caches. And the black nickel ones are the ones that people can buy and activate themselves or put in their collections. So get a little Moha at Moga.
What made you want to release these today? Or just
for the event. I planned this a month and a half ahead of time.
How are those different than the normal size?
Well, these are all micro cap coins.
Well, that's what they call micro?
Micro coins. And they're 1 inch in diameter. And they're made small enough to go in a 35mm film canister or one of those little magnet key holders.
Oh, whereas the other ones wouldn't.
Whereas bigger coins won't fit in those. And what I do is I put an activated coin in every cache I visit. And now the sunshine coins are in every continent. And there soon will be one in Antarctica.
And because you put them out, you can track every single one.
Oh, yeah. You get an email every time the coin gets found.
Okay.
And it tells you who found it, what cache they found it in. And then when they drop it off, you get an email. Just like a travel bug,
mm-hmm.
except it's a coin instead of a travel bug.
And I obviously you're a coin collector too.
I do collect some, and but I get the biggest throw out of activating the coins and watching them travel, and, you know, giving them to people to put in caches.
Final philosophical question. Growing, hobby, chain coins, changing?
Well, my experience, when I watch it quite a bit, is it's exponential. It's like geocaching. It's just caught fire. And you keep wondering, you know, is this going to be like Beanie Babies, you know, a fad that goes away? And I don't think so. I think if geocaching continues to mature and grow, I think geocoins will too. There's more geocoins being made today than ever before. It's amazing. And I'm starting to see more of them in caches now.
Okay.
Whereas in the past, they disappeared. Yeah, people collect
them. Keeping
them. Yeah.
But now their collections are full, they might as well just...
The whole idea behind these coins, and the reason I did so many, is to take the collection value away and make them go into caches.
Okay. Right.
So that's the whole concept. Is this is a coin for geocaching, not for collecting, although people can collect them too. Okay. But there's enough that the value will never get run out to where you can get it for, you know.
It serves the purpose that you want to serve.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I want the geo coin that costs about the same amount of money as a travel book tech.
Cool.
And that's the whole concept.
Cool. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, you do it.
This concludes podcast 203 about MOGA 2007. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will consist of audio from the team competition and the award ceremony. Check out the Sloggett Geocaching website at www.geostl.com for links to pictures and video from the MOGA event. As of the publishing of this podcast, I am still working on more audio and a couple of web videos that will be published on the Sloggett website. Talk to you then. This concludes the Sloggett Podcast. For more information about the Sloggett Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.